Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I mean, we could talk about last night's Hawks game.
There's not a ton to say,
really.
I can't get worked up about it.
The Timberwolves should be ashamed of themselves. They only won by eight.
Two big takes. I have two big takes from last night.
Right.
And that's the first one.
Yes.
Like the Minnesota Timberwolves, and we've said this throughout the year and played them earlier and seen them on national TV a little bit. They got problems.
Yeah, man.
And
they have not adjusted without Cat yet.
Yeah.
They really. Julius Randle does not fit.
No, he doesn't. I don't know where he fits really as far as like good teams go. It's never good when you get hurt and then your team goes on a great run without you, like the Knicks did last year, and then you become imminently tradable. He's like, I love him because he's been the same the whole time.
Yes.
Like, he hasn't adjusted his game at all.
None.
He's like, if you pass Julius Randle the ball in the half court,
he's going to shoot.
He's either going to shoot it or he's going to dribble it too long to where he has to throw you a terrible pass with about 4 seconds left on there. The only pass Julius Randle makes is a kick out to somebody about 35 feet from the hoop, and then they have to try to figure out what to do 3 minutes or 3 seconds left on the shot clock.
Right.
That's the only pass he makes.
Yes.
We called it a hospital ball back in the day when we played. All right, cool. Thanks for doing that. Or he's going to shoot it. And he had 20 points last night, so I guess he played okay. But, yeah, they've asked Anthony Edwards to completely change his game, which I think is a huge mistake. Maybe it'll pay dividends. He'll be healthier when the playoffs come around. But what's your seed going to be? Like, asking Anthony Edwards to just take step back threes is like having a Ferrari and driving it in the right lane.
Like, it's just amazing to me that like the how they just completely falling the way they have.
Yeah,
and I think the biggest part is losing Cat. As much as we make fun of him,
no, I think
he's a damn good player.
He stretches the floor.
He's a damn
obviously,
good player.
He said it, so we kind of make fun of him for saying it. But he really is one of the best shooting big men in the history. Like, he really is a great shooting big man, for sure. But I don't know. Like, definitely, that's a huge part of it for sure. And you lose a talented player like that. They don't lose him; they traded him.
Yeah.
And Dante DiVincenzo's been hurt, so he hasn't been able to help. And Julius Randle doesn't fit. But yeah, I just can't. I can't help but come back to like, you got one of the most dynamic, young, athletic, like competitive, like wants to rip your heart out players in the NBA that we've had in years. And you're asking him to just dribble around 30 feet from the hoop and take step back.
He has, but he leads the league in attempts and makes, I think.
Yeah, no, and he can do it.
Yeah.
But I just think it changes the like the composition of who he is as a player.
Right.
Like, the thing that he has, I think that kind of separates him, we talked about this last year in the playoffs. Like, I think one of the things that separates him from his contemporaries is he's a killer.
Yeah.
Like, but it's hard to ignite that when you're just taking, you know, you get bumped. And you get an and one, you get fired up in the second quarter. Now all of a sudden you want to kill everybody. I just feel like you're taking away some of the ignition, some of the fuel for the fire that leads to Anthony Edwards being one of the most dynamic players in the league. Again, it's just, I don't know. I get it. It's the league. He's good at it. He makes a lot of threes. I mean, he can do it, but it just feels, just because he can do it doesn't seem to make it a good idea. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
He was dominant the way that he was playing.
Right.
And then you're like, you know what we should do is change that.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, without Cat, did they make it? I don't know. But the NBA's a weird place. I saw last night Houston.
Weird place.
Watch them damn. Because first of all, Houston, they got talent. They got young, athletic dogs. And they got a dog for a damn coach. And they went in Boston last night and got the dub last night. So that's why when you look at this team here in Atlanta, just, I mean.
Well, if you want to see the Rockets.
Fall back.
You want to see the Rockets in person, you can tonight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
makeup game.
That's what I'm saying. These dudes are like some young bulls. Mm-hmm. And they got a coach who's a bull. And they are, I think, number two. I mean, they ain't backing down from nobody. And my biggest surprise to me about this team is how they play as a team. You know what I mean? Like, they got these, you know how this young AAU culture is. These dudes, and that was going to be my thought process with the Houston Rockets the whole time, was like, but these dudes share the basketball. I mean, Jalen Green, he is a monster. Mm-hmm. You know, you got the right amount of mixture of veterans in there. Obviously, we make fun of Dylan, but, I mean, this dude hit 10 threes last night.
Yeah, I mean, make fun of him all you want. Yeah. He's a key player on good teams.
Yes.
Like, he's been on good teams pretty much his whole career.
Yeah, and so now you got him coming in here. Don't know who's going to play tonight. Was that did they get rested last night so they can play tonight?
Well, everybody had different stuff. You know, some people are sick. Some people have shoulder problems, some people, whatever. Yeah, like, it's a whole laundry list of reasons why guys didn't play last night. But the guys that didn't play last night were very important. Trey didn't play.
Yes.
Bogey didn't play.
Yes.
Dyson Daniels didn't play. Jalen Johnson didn't play. We still don't know. Like, there was sort of like a, I don't know, I don't want to say mysterious because they probably don't know either, but not really like a helpful email press release that went out over the weekend about Jalen. It's like, yeah, we'll evaluate it and hopefully we'll know soon.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
That's what I'm saying. Like, did they rest them last night up there?
I don't
think so. They can all come back and play tonight against Houston.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I hope so.
I hope so, too, because they're going to get
What would the point of that be?
I don't know.
You know?
I got to think of something, man. I don't know, because I think if that team that was up there last night comes to play that Houston team that beat Boston last night, they might get throttled.
They might.
Might get throttled tonight.
I mean, again, if you're going to be starting, and no offense to these guys, but it's true. If you're going to be starting David Roddy and Keaton Wallace and Veet Krejci, and that's kind of what your main rotation is, then you're going to lose a lot of games.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. I mean, the Hawks have lost 5 games in a row right now, and the majority of that is because guys haven't been available. My second big take of the game last night was DeAndre Hunter's playing so good.
Yes.
Like, he's just... And I think a lot of credit goes for sure to him for being talented and doing it. But for Quinn Snyder just coming in and being like, all right, man, here's the 3 things you do. Do them.
Yep.
Don't do anything else.
Yep.
Because remember, like, before he would try to dribble and do all kinds of stuff?
Like, ISO player.
If DeAndre Hunter dribbles the ball more than 3 times, it's probably not going to be a good possession.
Catch and shoot it.
But if he catches and shoots it, great. If he's not, if he's guarded and he pump fakes and takes those 2 hard dribbles right to the elbow, he's so money from right there. He's so good in that mid-range. And when he gets into it in rhythm, and then he can finish at the rim pretty good too. Damn near dunked on Rudy Gobert last night. Had him in isolation, crossed him over, and tried to dunk on him 2-handed. Like, that's a jerk move. Like that. I like DeAndre, because that's something that we hadn't really seen either, like really aggressive play from him.
You still want to trade him?
Yeah,
okay.
100%. I would trade him today. Like, he had his career high last night. Trade him. Trade him while he's hot. Do it immediately. But, yeah, I mean, thank God you had him last night.
Yeah,
otherwise, you probably would have lost by 30.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's what I was saying. That's why I'm saying, like, who was out there? Timberwolves should be ashamed. Now, it was good to see Richie Shea back.
Yep.
Obviously, you want to get the first overall pick. I wanted him to be, like, more aggressive last night because everybody else was gone. You know what I mean? And you're out there.
Yes. That is a word,
you know, I mean?
That I would not use to describe him
at all.
Ever.
At all. But you would think, you're like, okay, Trey's out. You know, everybody's out tonight. Let me go and be just aggressive just because I can be. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have to sit in the corner and wait for Trey to create
or anything
like
that. We took 13
shots. I need to be more than that.
No, I know what you mean, though.
Like more.
The shots that he takes are always within the flow, which is fine. He's a rookie, and he's kind of trying to play his role.
Go get the damn ball.
But I think that works when you have those guys playing,
right?
When Trey and Jalen and Daniels and all these guys are available. He's the guy in the starting lineup last night. Like, when you're the guy, call for the ball. Try to create something off the dribble. Take a step back. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do something dumb. Like, there's no bad shot when no one's playing.
No.
This is a thing as a bad
no,
shot
there
last night.
It's like, okay, well, all the other guys are out.
Yeah.
I'm usually fourth. These guys are gone, so maybe I'm first or second.
Yeah.
Let me go.
Yeah. Let me get some, like, contested looks up, you know? Let me dribble around a little bit on the perimeter and, you know, let me see what my James Harden step back looks like.
But that's something else. Hopefully that comes with more and more experience.
Yeah,
and
I hope
more
so.
And more of those
I hope so.
Like,
they're gonna have to instill that in him.
Because he's
it
got
is not in
because
him.
You're the number one overall pick, young man.
Yeah.
You got to go.
Even in the games this year where he's played well, remember he had that game earlier in the year where he scored 30-something, whatever.
Right.
He hit like 25 in the first half.
Yes.
And then just kind of disappeared into the corner in the second half. And it's like, all right, Like, when you got it going,
you got to keep going.
Demand the basketball.
Yeah, it ain't no friends. And your teammates, like, okay, he got it going. Let's keep giving him the ball until he does it.
Yeah,
do some damn heat checks.
He seems like a very friendly, passive young man.
Oh, man. Which
I got 20. What you're looking for.
No, he don't clap and say, woo, woo, woo. No. Do that.
Yeah.
When you got it going.
Get some Julius Randle in you.
Get you some damn heat checks.
Get some Julius Randle. Just give me the ball and get the hell out of the way. Sorry, it's going to be a bad shot.
Yeah.
But
you know what?
Shouldn't have passed it to me.
Exactly. But I'm talking about the heat. We talked about yesterday, Jimmy Butler suspended indefinitely. They say it's going to be like six until the trade deadline. Yeah. Like, he's going to get traded.
Yeah.
He might not get to go where he wants to go.
They got
to
do it.
But he's going to be traded somewhere.
He walked out of a shoot-around yesterday because he found out he wasn't going to be in the starting
lineup. That was a blank move by Pat Riley and them to do that at the shoot-around.
Well, they're both jerks.
Yeah, exactly. But he knew that Jimmy was going to leave.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's why
he did it in front of his teammates.
And then Jimmy did it.
Jimmy's like, okay, fine. Yeah, exactly. I'll leave that back.
Yeah, so they're kind of playing like jerk chess. And Jimmy's losing.
Yeah. But the thing about it is Jimmy's going to get what he ultimately wants. He wants to be traded.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, there's a specific team he wants to be traded to, but there's a reason why. It's because somebody, won't waive with no trade clause and all that other stuff like that. That's the story and everything like that. So, but he just wants to be out of Miami.
Yes, he does.
And so you're like,
it's too bad because, I mean, there's a variety of ways you can take this conversation, and people have, and they will, but it's like, for me, it's just like the Jimmy Butler time in Miami was pretty great.
I mean,
like,
they didn't
win any championships, so I guess ultimately, by the standard of today, it was a failure. But he played some incredible basketball. I mean, Heat culture, quote unquote, all that, absolutely represented by him. He played amazing in the playoffs, went to 2 NBA finals, and it was just a really cool story with him there.
Playoff Jimmy's the real thing.
And it's a shame that this is how it ends, because now this is what people are going to remember.
But nobody's surprised by it.
No.
Nobody's surprised, given how Pat Riley is, first of all.
Like, and how it's ended
everywhere you go. But I kind of figured that when that clip came out about what Jimmy was saying, about if I was here and all those different things, and the first thing I thought, I was like, oh, Pat's not going to like that. Mm-hmm. And then, maybe a week later, Pat addressed it.
I think that.
And then when Pat said,
started last year when Jimmy showed up looking like Good Charlotte.
That could be it.
To photo day, and Pat was like,
"I still believe
what are we
that,
doing?"
But I still
that, joking around.
That comment that Pat said at the press conference,
definitely.
And the fact that he told Jimmy that he wasn't going to give him the contract. Mm-hmm. I still think if Pat gave Jimmy the extension, everything'd be fine. But Pat's like, nah.
Yeah, and I mean, no offense to Jimmy, but you can't give. I'm not giving you a max now. You're 36.
Nah,
we're not doing that.
Nah.
Now we'd like it if you'd play though.
Play, then we'll think about it. That's what we're. If you play, we'll think about it.
Uh huh.
Jimmy's like,
see, I think Pat's not thinking about it. Pat's not giving that man a nah. The only 36-year-olds that are getting maxes these days are, LeBron. Well, there's a lot.
Yeah, LeBron.
KD, LeBron, yeah. Steph.
But I saw it so funny. They were like, the Heat are clearing cap space to go after Luka.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
All right.
Bring your sunscreen.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.